Here's a Studio 92 exclusive.
Thank you very much.
From WTTSFM.com.
92.3 WTTS Studio 92. Thanks again for coming for Iron and Wine.
Thank you.
Sam Beam, good to have you here.
It's nice
in
to
any
be
incarnation.
Here. Thanks, man. Thank you.
I understand that the ensemble we'll be seeing tonight at the Vogue will be a little more
It's a bit more
spacious.
Expansive, yeah.
Double drums like the Almonds, huh?
Yes and no. yeah, it's like a drummer and a percussionist, but they're, I mean, I never saw the Allman Brothers with, you know, beating on propane tanks and stuff.
Sure.
Well, we have all kinds of stuff, yeah.
Regarding the new album, you are quoted in Spin Magazine as saying Kiss Each Other Clean is that early mid to mid-70s FM radio-friendly music. Is
yeah,
that
it's definitely a part of it, yeah. I did say something along those lines. I say all kinds of stuff. Oh, yeah.
We'll be editing that in the tape yeah. for the... Thanks.
Yeah, there's definitely that element, along with a lot of other elements, too. It's kind of a genre potpourri, really. But, yeah, there's a lot of more... there's an R&B element to it as well. You know, a lot mm-hmm. of backing vocals and electric piano. Yeah, lots mm-hmm. lots of stuff sort of thrown in the soup and stirred up.
Was there a desire after, I mean, you had just the recent album before that was the anthology called Around the Well with a lot of yeah. previously released, harder to find things.
Right.
Was there a bit of a desire to kind of break with your past work having summed it up so well on that set?
Well, that would insinuate forethought and initiative. Which is not really my forte. And so I just kind of, you know, approach it fairly organically. Mm-hmm. No, I just, you know, each record comes along each time we go into the studio. I don't like the idea of repeating ourselves, so you just try to push yourself along a little bit more.
I understand, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, you were a film professor
yeah,
before
that's right.
Iron and Wine really got rolling. How does your background in film influence the music or lyrics you write, and or does it?
I guess so. I mean, you know, it's a lot cheaper to make music than it is to make mm-hmm. make movies. So I think I was just drawn to this visual style of storytelling, mm-hmm. telling, blah.
That too.
Yeah, and speaking, sometimes better than other times. This visual style of communication, whether it's in drawing or filmmaking, or even, I think it translates into the songs. I have a tendency to write songs in a bit more of a descriptive way than mm-hmm. explaining kind of way.
and finally, in light of the recent collaboration between... the guys in Calexico and Amos Lee, you having
yeah.
done your share of work on the In the Rains EP with,
right.
With them.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. I've always loved the title track of that.
Thanks.
That EP.
Thanks.
What other musicians have you wanted to collaborate with? I mean, if there were well-known musicians
of.
Or producers that really, if you could get an inline to them.
Oh, you know, there's lots of them. I don't know. I never really get into the list, you know, because yeah, we could sit here all day and say, you know, that would be fun and that would be fun. But yeah, that would be fun. It's not that I've shied away from that since the Calexico thing. It just hasn't really an opportunity hasn't really arisen that was that attractive. I definitely learned a lot from that experience though. Mm-hmm. That was a wonderful experience for me because they're so talented and generous. In their arrangements and just collaborating with people.
And I love how that still sounded like Iron and Wine and Calexico
yeah,
at the
yeah,
same time. It was
fun.
Very interesting.
It was fun.
Yeah. Finally, and this is more of a personal question to kind of close this off.
Sure.
One of your, I think, most amazing songs is Naked As We Came.
Oh, thank you.
Which I love that you've done a new arrangement of it that's kind of almost a little more klezmer-leaning, I guess I would
oh,
say.
Oh, yeah? I
of.
Guess so, yeah. That sounds
and,
good.
And how do you... The question is, how do you, with a song, which I... And I'm not sucking up here. It
sure
is,
about that?
I'm going to borrow the words from John Mendelsohn, a critic talking about the yeah. Kinks' Waterloo Sunset, where he said... It's the most beautiful song in the English language, and I think yours
wow.
is definitely one
oh,
of them.
Oh, thank you, man.
So how do you write and perform a song like that and keep your composure? Because I always feel myself getting a little, you know, verklempt in the middle of it. So.
Well, thanks, man. I mean, there are definitely some that are harder than others. You know, it depends on how personal it is, or how, mm-hmm. you know, you always, even if it's not something that happened to me, you're definitely, you know, when you write a tune, you're connected in some way, you know, whether you draw some link with your own life or whatever. Mm-hmm. I will say it gets easier the more you do it.
Yeah.
You know, you play it over and over again, and then you sort of lose that, you know, there's I remember, I remember when I first started, Amazon is over there in Seattle, and I was mm-hmm. on a label at Seattle, so they took me over to the Amazon office, and I played this song called Dead Man's Will. You mm-hmm. know, this guy talking, you know, from the grave, talking about what he appreciates about the people in his life. And I was like, and they started crying in front of like all these Amazon people. You know, not crying, but you know, like, you know, just, it was so ridiculous. I felt like such a fool.
I'm so glad.
But at the same time, you know, I think they were like, oh my God, I can't tell if this guy's really an actor.
I am so glad that it's not just me and that it's on the performing side too.
But I will say, after you perform it for, you know, 300, 500, 1,000 times, it's not so.
It's every breath you take.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's kind of, you know, you're just hoping that you don't mess up the lyric and it's okay.
I'm going to step out of the way and let these guys continue. Studio 92, 92.3 WTTS, welcoming Iron and Wine.
Thanks, man.